Hello, the voice that you hear right now is a custom-crafted vocal package modeled off the venerable Mike Saunders. You could say I am his robotic counterpart. There are many open-source vocalizers, and they are much better than the proprietary garbage like Microsoft VoiceOver. I am using eSpeak, which is a voice synthesizer that follows the SAPI-5 standard for vocalization. There are many more packages out there, but eSpeak works for me and allows for custom voices, unlike the, say, command. I would like to share a bit of a discovery on how digital voice synthesizers work, and why they are hard to get right. Languages are made up entirely of individual sounds called phonemes. For example, the letter A is made up of about three phonemes, R, E, and Y. The general gist of things is that a transcript of plain text is run through a translator program that turns text into a string of phonemes. The translation process uses a set of rules of the English language to generate the correct phonemes based on the surrounding letters. It does this by breaking any clump of text into groups of characters. These characters are letters, numbers, spaces, anything. Finally, it analyzes how they should be pronounced and turns that into a string of phonemes, which are then fed into the vocalizer engine for speaking. The vocalizer has all of the phonemes needed to say anything. Each phoneme can be tweaked to change the accent of the speaker, which is how this voice package was made, albeit terribly. Things like pitch, pauses, fluttering, intonation and enunciation are handled by the vocalizer engine. Different voice files and language files make up how to pronounce each phoneme, regarding the length and volume of the sound. This is how the synthesized voice can actually pronounce anything. For example, flabbergamtic-lamadoodles-inca-button-chop-mungus. That is not a word, but it is made of many phonemes, each of which are pronounceable. Ancient vocalizer systems used pre-recorded words and phrases to work, but that is obviously an inefficient system. Note that, since the voices are robotically synthesized, each phoneme is pronounced, so each word is usually spoken very clearly, almost too clearly. For example, here's that same ridiculous phrase in a female African phoneme-based voice file.
As you can see, the phonemes are different to a Mike Saunders voice.
It's very difficult to modulate a voice to sound human, because humans don't think about phonemes, they think about sounds. Since the two fundamentally different systems are trying to be the same, there are going to be some shortcomings. The main difference is that information is lost in text. Stresses on words, pitch changes for questions, all these things need to be accounted for, and it's very difficult. Emoticons are also hard to read out. Where a human would say, smiley face, a robot would say, colon closing round bracket. Voice recognition is getting close to good enough. Voice synthesis is a while off, but hopefully gets better. What happens when we can no longer tell it apart from a human? I hope you learned something. D.